Questions not properly answered don't go away. Like, why would a loving God throw good people into hell just because they're not Christians? Join us for the three eternal destinies of man.
So a lot of people, when we talk about this subject, would ask the question, is all you have to do is just be a good person and you get to go to heaven.
Or you have eternal life, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's clear that the wages of sin is death. So Even those that seek to do what's right, no one is perfect. Like, everyone sins. Everyone falls short.
Yeah.
So they still have to go to a place called death.
Right.
And that's actually where the Son of God went after he was crucified to pay for the sins of the world. He experienced something agonizing, and It's hard to talk about because it's an afterlife subject, but what is very clear is death is a place where people are conscious and they're in agony. It says in Acts 2:24 that God raised Yahshua up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power.
Yeah, just to support that too, Hebrews 9:27 says that it's appointed for all men to die once, and then comes the judgment. And that death, you know, is the physical dying. It's appointed for all men to die, and then they have this judgment to determine, you know, and in the midst of that time period between their dying and that last resurrection, there's this time period called death, and the wages of sin is death. They could pay the wages of that sin in the death, in that waiting, in that torment of waiting. Or, you know, some people won't be able to pay the wages of their sin in death because
there's certain sins that are too great.
Right, right. And it actually lists specifically in Revelation 21:8 the types of people who are worthy of the lake of fire. And it speaks of the
cowardly and unbelieving, abominable and murderers, and immoral persons, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars. Their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Yeah, and just to be clear, liars, according to the definition in Revelation 22:15, are those who love and practice lying. They spent their lives ruining the lives of other people. And so when you look at those types of people that are listed there, that's not everybody who's ever lived. I mean, there are many people who wouldn't fall under that category, who have been paying the wages of their sin in death, and they deserve, you know, we know people, we've all known people who were good people, and they deserve to be rewarded for the good that they did, and they will be rewarded, but they do have to experience punishment, you know, they do have to experience the wage of their sin, that time of waiting in death. Mm-hmm. And it's terrible to be waiting there alone in death, but
the hope is that for those who live to do what was right, that once they're resurrected from death, that the pain and the sorrow of the memory of death and of living in a fallen world will be they'll find healing from that.
Yeah, exactly. So we made it clear that it's not that everybody who's ever lived who didn't have a savior isn't going to go to death and pay the wages of their sin, you know, but what is then the question comes up, what is the purpose for the savior if you could live a good life and still be rewarded? But because there's something that's very clear in John 8:51 that would apply to those who are God's holy people and keep his word. Do you have it there?
Yes, it says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death."
Yeah.
So these are people, it sounds like, whose their lives were devoted to doing what he said, not just merely believing in him.
Yeah, and that's a hope we can offer to people, that they could actually not ever have to taste death, because God didn't want people to have to taste death. But that death was a provision so that people who still had the image of God could pay for their sins, you know, in that time period of 1,000 years, you know, of waiting, the rest of the dead wait for 1,000 years.
So it sounds like what we're seeing is everyone is on their way to death, but those who lived wickedly will have a second death, which is eternal.
Exactly.
But those who strove to do what was right, they'll still have to suffer in death.
Yeah.
But when they're resurrected, they will have a new life in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
We hope you're enjoying our conversation as we explore through the pages of the Bible, the three eternal destinies of man.